Hi, welcome to Cycling Talk Podcast with me, George Mahoney. I'm now back from my mid-season break and I'm ready to start recording and releasing new episodes with new guests and with guests I've had before. To kick off the second half of season three, I'm talking to track and road rider from New Zealand, Aaron Gate. Aaron had incredible success at this year's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, winning 4 gold medals. And I met him at the Commonwealth Games time trial. I'm so grateful that he took the time to come and chat with me. I hope you enjoy listening. Thank you for joining me today, Aaron.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to chat with you.
What's your first memory of being on a bike?
My first most vivid memory anyway was being first time I sort of had the training wheels off and riding around one of my uncle's farms. And getting my shoelaces caught in the chain and being stuck out on the lawn, unable to get the bike off me, crying out for help in the middle of a paddock.
What was the first bike that you remember being really excited about?
It was probably that bike. It was a BMX that I was a hand-me-down for one of my cousins and had a lot of fun going off little jumps and stuff like that.
Were you part of a local club when you first got into cycling?
I originally started cycling through school. I went to a school called Auckland Grammar School and joined cycling there. We had a pretty strong cycling team and sort of worked my way up through the various teams and eventually made the junior A team and spent a lot of time in my first couple of years just focusing on 16 kilometre or 10 mile team time trials and teams of 4 or 5. And that was kind of how I got started.
So did a lot of your sort of young friends do cycling as well then?
Initially, no. I sort of made a new group of friends through cycling and still stay in touch with a lot of them today, and definitely built some pretty cool friendships through cycling, but didn't actually have any friends at the time. They actually took the mickey out of me for when I started shaving my legs and stuff like that. So my original friends group definitely were not cyclists.
Where was your nearest track and what do you remember about training there when you were younger?
We had a outdoor concrete velodrome about 10 k's from where I lived in Auckland, and it was built for the 1990 Commonwealth Games, and that was kind of where I started track cycling. They had like a fleet of hire bikes that you pay about $100 a year and you could go out and use the bike whenever you wanted to, so it worked out well because I could ride out there and jump on the hire bike and do my training sessions. And yeah, it was kind of how I got started in track cycling.
Do you remember your first race?
First race, yeah, it would have been the first team time trial that I did on the Auckland waterfront, which was 10-mile course, and just really enjoyed it, like the feeling of going fast. And they all started quite early in the morning, which, you know, when the sun was only just coming up, sort of accelerated that feeling of speed. So it was kind of something that I got hooked on pretty quickly.
You grew up in New Zealand. Can you tell me a bit more about this?
Yeah, like New Zealand's always had a pretty strong cycling culture. We've had a lot of cyclists come out of New Zealand over the years and go on to race overseas. And we've got some history of races too, with the likes of Tour of Southland, which is notorious for its bad weather that can be thrown at you. First time I did that race, we had snow and hail and sunshine all in one day. So and very strong crosswinds. So it's a pretty exciting race. And we've also got the New Zealand Cycle Classic, which is in the North Island, which I've done a few times as well. So there's plenty of racing going on. Like, I grew up in Auckland, which has a lot of traffic, but when the velodrome was built, the new velodrome in Cambridge was built, which is about an hour and a half south of Auckland, there's lots of quiet training roads and you can often go out and see more tractors than cars, which makes the training pretty easy. Just a big variety of roads and terrain in New Zealand, which makes cycling a pretty cool place to do it.
Was cycling the only sport you did growing up, or did you do others?
I started out mainly playing soccer, football in the winter, and then tennis and squash in the summer. And then once I started cycling at school, the other sports slowly went by the wayside, and I just started focusing on cycling and doing track cycling in summer and road cycling in winter.
Can you tell me about your first national race?
First national race was a a track national championships, which was on an outdoor wooden track in a town called Whanganui in the North Island, and went down there and won my first junior national title in the team sprint, actually, which is kind of funny because I'm way too slow to be a team sprinter now, but kind of just enjoyed doing all the different events, including the individual sprint and everything when I was younger. But then slowly moved more into the endurance events and kind of, yeah, it was just a good place to get started and then get progressing from there.
When you were a junior, you competed in the Junior World Track Championships and you got a bronze in the team pursuit. What did it mean to represent your country at this age? And how did it feel to come home with the medal?
Yeah, it was pretty special. I had to do quite a lot of fundraising to build up the money to go to that competition because it was a lot of money to South Africa. And definitely scrounged off mum and dad too to help get there. But it was, yeah, just a pretty cool experience. My first big international competition, and just seeing all the other nations there was quite intimidating to start with, but we sort of had a pretty good ride in the team pursuit to get bronze. And then I also did the individual pursuit. And yeah, would have liked to do some of the bunch races, but we had a strong team at the time, so they went to other riders, which was fair enough. And I guess just made me hungry to keep pushing to do more races in the future.
The following year, you did the Oceania Track Championships for the first time, and you got a silver and a bronze medal. Were these championships quite a big thing for you at the time?
This is going back a few years again. I think it definitely would have been at the time, yeah. And kind of just helped act as a stepping stone to push my way into the national team on an elite level, and get invited to go and race overseas more often with the national team, which was, yeah, an important part of how it all started.
In 2010, you started to do a bit more travelling to races in Europe. Was it difficult to get to these top-level races because of where you lived?
Yeah, that's one disadvantage of being from New Zealand. The travel is expensive and takes a long time, and we sort of have to always build in enough days to get over jet lag as best as possible before the racing actually starts. And the other absolute killer is the cost of excess baggage. We often get bills in the tens of thousands of dollars to fly with all our equipment to get to races. So we have to be pretty strategic as a nation over which races we target and which ones we go to. But it's, yeah, I guess now I've got the luxury of being based in Europe for most of the year, which definitely helps. Trade-off being I don't get to see friends and family back home as often, but it's a pretty cool lifestyle to have, being able to be based in Europe.
2011 was the year that you won your first gold medal at a World Cup. It was in the team pursuit in Colombia. Talk to me about that race and how you felt when you received your gold medal.
It was a bit of a funny one, actually. I can't remember if we qualified first or second. It might have been second. And we were told not to drink the water there. It will brush our teeth with the water or anything because it was, yeah, quite easy to get sick from it. And then we got down to the track before the gold medal final, and Sam Bewley was spewing into a rubbish bin not long before we went on the track, one of my teammates. And turns out later on he admitted that he was drinking the shower water while he was in the shower, because he's got a habit of putting his mouth under the floor when he's in the, I don't know why you'd want to drink lukewarm water, but anyway, so we actually started the race thinking we were going to get smoked by the Australians, but they had a mechanical problem or something two laps in, and then sat up thinking they were going to get a restart. But the rule in a final is that once the race is on, it's on. So we actually kind of ended up winning by default, but it was still pretty cool to stand on the top step of the podium. And yeah, I guess part of being a good bike rider is knowing the rules and racing to the ability of what you have. So it was still pretty cool to be able to do that.
2012 was the year of the London Olympics. What did it mean to you to be selected for that, to represent New Zealand?
Yeah, it was amazing. It felt like it kind of came around really quickly from being a junior not that long ago to racing at the pinnacle event of track cycling. It was pretty epic, and everything in London was just pretty overwhelming and amazing. And also just the fact that when I had sort of started watching track cycling properly on TV was the Beijing Olympics, where I ended up riding with the other riders. Like, I was the one newbie in the team, but those guys, I'd watched them on TV at Beijing 4 years earlier. So to then be a part of racing with them for a medal was pretty epic.
Can you tell me about your overall Olympics experience and coming away with a bronze medal?
Oh, it was awesome in London. It was one big village with all the athletes and all the different nations from all the different sports in one place. And just, you know, seeing a whole lot of sporting heroes around was pretty cool, including the ones from New Zealand that I'd never met before. And just being a part of the New Zealand team always put a lot of effort into, you know, making us feel like we're a community of athletes, even though we hadn't met a lot of each other before. So that was pretty epic in itself. Just the sheer size of the food hall and everything was pretty amazing too. But just the fact it was a super easy setup too, because the village was literally right next to the velodrome, so we could jump in our bikes and go through security gates, then we're at the track ready to train and ready to race. So it was it kind of has made all the other games difficult to live up to how good London was that I've been to since, but definitely some very fond memories there.
2013 was a big year for you as you joined AMPOS Chain Reaction. Can you tell me about how this move came about?
We had an Irish, Steve Connolly was like kind of our accountant, but also team helper at the New Zealand national team when we raced overseas. So his connection with Ireland, and he sort of got chatting with Kurt Bogarts, the AMPOS team manager, at a couple of races, and then managed to get myself and Shane Archibald a spot with the team for 2013 after the Olympics. It was sort of our chance to step forward and start working on doing more racing on the road before the next Olympics, is sort of our long-term 4-year build-up towards that. And it was a cool opportunity just to be amongst some much bigger races in Europe, and getting to do the tour of Belgium and other big races was pretty cool, and definitely sort of helped kickstart my career as a road cyclist.
The team took you out racing a lot in Europe. What was that like for you after not doing a huge amount in Europe before?
Definitely took a bit of adjusting too. I'm living with a group of foreigners in a small team house in Belgium, arriving there when it was still snow on the ground, coming from the nice summer in New Zealand at the sort of early March, I think it was, from memory. But it was a cool experience, and one regret I probably had was not making the most of the racing I had. But at the time, I felt like I was probably giving it my all, but I know I probably wasn't training hard enough and doing everything I could have to be making the most of that racing opportunity. But sure, it was still an important part of where I've got to now. And yeah, just was a new experience, and one that I definitely still enjoyed.
At the Track World Championships, you took the rainbow jersey and the gold medal in the Omnium. Tell me about the race.
Yeah, that was the Omnium in 2013 as well, in Belarus and Minsk, which was another new country to attend. And I hadn't planned on, well, New Zealand had sent a pretty small team because it was after the Olympics, they were sort of in a rebuilding phase. And they sort of said if I went to the nationals and performed, they'd look at sending me. And I was trying to go for the individual pursuit and the points race. And then when I won all the events at the national champs, they said, oh, how about we put you in the Omnium? So I was like, okay, this would be a cool opportunity. And to go there, my first big international Omnium, and then to win it was a very, very surreal feeling, and one that took a very long time to sink in. But it was, just a very amazing experience, and was definitely one of the highlights of my younger cycling days.
So as you said, you got lots of national champs jerseys, and then you also got a bronze medal at one of the World Cups on the track, and you finished your road season off with the Tour of Britain.
Yeah, Tour of Britain was another new highlight for me as well. It was a cool race to be able to do. By the first day, I remember thinking, what have I got myself in for? Because I went an early breakaway, and it was, I think, the longest stage of the tour, over 200 Ks, and into a blockhead when the whole day, it felt like it took forever. And then the peloton just eventually mowed us down and we couldn't hold on for the last little climb to the finish, but it was still pretty epic to be amongst amongst the World Tour teams there and all around the UK. It was, yeah, just a really cool race. The amount of, probably the first race I did that had so many fans out watching on the side of the road, which kind of I'd only ever seen on TV. So to be a part of that and in the peloton when so many people had come out to watch was a new experience and, yeah, sort of made me more hungry to keep pursuing racing at that level going forward.
A couple of months before the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, you had a shoulder injury and had to have an operation. How did this happen and how did you recover before heading to the Games?
I crashed and broke my scapula on a velodrome in Firenzuola, and timing felt really unfortunate because it just was something I had to spend a lot of time just on the, well, take some time off, and then spend a lot of time on the turbo trainer trying to rebuild to get fit in time. Unfortunately, I wasn't quite up to the mark because my standing start, I wasn't able to pull on the handlebars for a long time, so that kind of went by the wayside. So I was unfortunately not selected for the team pursuit, which kind of sucked at the time, but the guy still did a great ride there, and I still had the opportunity to ride the points race, and Tom Scully and I were first and third, which was cool. And I guess what was my motivation for this Commonwealth Games too, to try and go a couple of places better on the podium in the points race there.
In 2015, you had a bit of a bigger road season than previous years, including racing in Ireland, England, France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Can you talk me through that year?
There wasn't any big games that year, so I had more chance to focus on the road. And my then girlfriend, now wife, Kirsty, came over and lived with me in Belgium, and we rented a small apartment near a town called Olst, and just spent the 5 months there just focusing on doing as many road races as I could with Anpost. And that was another new experience. And yeah, I guess another whole year by year, each year was different, which kind of kept it exciting too. So to focus on doing the road racing and all those races in different places, as you mentioned, was cool, and managed to carry that momentum into the following season as well.
At the start of the following year, you had a crash in the elimination race in Hong Kong and you got a big splinter through your skin suit. How did this crash happen?
A pesky rider from France chopped down in front of me and took out my front wheel in the elimination, and then I ended up on the floor. And yeah, that few nasty splinters in there. I still, from between that crash and a couple of others, I still have several splinters still in my upper back and back of my upper arm that never quite came to the surface, that I think will probably go with me to the grave now.
What? My mum wants to know if you ever like feel them. Do they ever sort of
hurt? Yeah, I can still feel them from time to time, and like once every couple of years another small one will come out from somewhere. I had one in my lower back that came to the surface a couple of years ago from that I've had in there since 2011. So they some of them are just impossible to get out.
That just makes me even more scared of track now. An Anpost RAS in Ireland, you won the points classification. What did it mean to you to win this jersey at your team race?
Yeah, it was cool, and it was always an important race for the team. Being the team sponsor, Kurt put a lot of pressure on us to, Kurt being the team manager of the team, like he had to keep the sponsorship for the team going year after year, and that was the one race that we could really prove ourselves on home Irish soil. So it was great to be able to fly the flag and take the green jersey for the green cycling team.
Your second Olympic Games in Rio that year, what was that experience like, and how much do you love representing New Zealand at events like this?
It's definitely always a massive privilege to pull on the black skin suit. I think it's the envy of a lot of countries, and it's, yeah, something that is always very special. That Games, unfortunately, was pretty disappointing for us as a team. Like, we went there kind of underdone through various issues we had in the build-up, and we just didn't train quite right or get the combination of riders quite right for the team pursuit, which was pretty frustrating. You know, you only get a chance once every 4 years, and to go there and walk away empty-handed wasn't nice, but I guess it spurred me on to keep going for the next one and, yeah, try and improve on what we didn't do right there.
At the 2017 Track World Champs, you had a go for gold in the Omnium but ended up with the silver. What do you remember about that?
It was sort of coming down to the last sprint in the points race, and it was myself, Benjamin Tomar and Albert Torres all sort of in contention for gold. And I remember that Torres was off the front, and if he stayed off the front, Tomar and I would have been racing for silver. And I sort of, Tomar wasn't doing much to help me. He did a good job of playing poker with me, because I was sort of like, I didn't want to be racing for second. I knew I had to roll the dice to try and close Torres, but not do too much that I got rolled by Tomar. But unfortunately, I didn't get that quite right, and he just got me on the line. So I ended up with silver and Tomar first, but he rode a pretty well, tactically he rode bloody well in that Omnium, so I couldn't really fault him. But at the time, it was definitely frustrating to get that close. But silver was still something at the end of the day I was fairly happy with, because I'd had a pretty quick build-up, just doing a couple of weeks on the track in Mallorca before I shot over there and next my racing with Aqua Blue. So it was still, all in all, still a pretty good experience.
So with your new team, Aqua Blue Sport, you got to do a lot more racing. Can you tell me about some of the races that you did early in that year, like Herald Sun Tour and Liège-Bastogne-Liège?
Yeah, Herald Sun Tour was a good way to, well, starting the season in Australia was pretty cool, being close to home. Got nail-bitingly close to winning my first race with them in the final stage of Herald Sun Tour. Sort of was away in a small group and just got second to the line. But it was still, yeah, a good way to start the season. And then Liège-Bastogne-Liège was a pretty epic experience as well, being in the breakaway there. Only a week after being at the Track World Champs in Hong Kong was a big turnaround, going from a track race to a 260k monument in 10 degrees. It was a bloody, bloody cold start, but yeah, it was still just an amazing experience and a nice taste of the racing that was to come for the rest of the couple of years with them.
And that year you did your first Grand Tour, the Vuelta a España. That must have been an incredible experience for you.
Yeah, it was. It was something I was super excited about and didn't think was going to happen that year, a chance to ride a Grand Tour. So to get that opportunity was really epic. And yeah, it was kind of just new territory for me, doing a three-week bike race. I remember during the race, I was definitely getting tired, and there was days we had to try and go in the breakaway, and it was just so hard to do. Like, the breakaway would take ages to go, and sometimes up to 70, 80 Ks, and when you were already on your limit from the day before, trying to have the energy to do it was very challenging. And after the Vuelta, I was sort of fine for a couple of days, and I got home. Once I finally got home and laid down on the couch, I didn't want to move from that position for a couple of days. It was good just to finally relax and try and recover a bit, because it was definitely a very intense few weeks.
After breaking your wrist at the start of 2018, how did you recover and regain your strength ahead of the upcoming season?
Yeah, it was really frustrating. I felt like I was going good, and then sort of had to take nearly 2 months out from racing. Got the wrist plated in Aussie and flew home for a couple of weeks, and then stayed at mum and dad's, and then Kirsty and I returned to our base in Girona, and I spent a lot of time on the erg with the luxury of Zwift to keep me entertained. And yeah, then got back into racing, and I was surprised how well I was going off just spending 6 or so weeks on the turbo trainer. It was good to sort of hit the ground running and yeah, be in pretty good form for the races that we had for that season.
You clearly came back strong after your time in Girona and you won the mountains classification in the Tour of Austria. How did it feel to wear that jersey?
That was a pretty cool experience. And the other bonus there was every day in the jersey where I was presented with a 1 meter long salami on the podium, which was which was getting pretty old by the end of the week with all the riders getting it in their post-race rice and other creative ways that the Swanee was trying to incorporate salami with our meals to try and get rid of some of it. But it was, a bloody cool race and probably one of my favourite races I've ever done.
Towards the end of the year at the Track World Cup in Cambridge, you and Campbell Stewart took the gold in the Madison. Do you feel you two work really well together?
Yeah, that was probably our first big result, working together as a Madison pairing and racing on our sort of home track in front of the home crowd was cool to be able to win that for sure. It was definitely a highlight of the year.
2019, and you joined a new team, Evo Pro Racing. What made this move happen?
Aqua Blue folded quite late in the season and had gone from being in a position to saying they were interested in re-signing me to basically be having no contract and no team. So I was kind of left stranded quite late in the season and got talking with this new team that was starting up, which was to be called Evo Pro, and attended a training camp with them down in Portugal and got chatting to Morgan Fox, the team owner there, and they sort of made some pretty big promises and had big plans for the future. So I signed up and got racing with them in 2019.
You won your first race for them in your new team kit. What a great way to start your journey with the team.
Yeah, it was a cool experience. Like, again, it was a home race in Cambridge, and to win that was a sort of felt like a good way to get the season started, and sort of we all hoped that was sort of setting the tone for the year we had to come.
In the New Zealand Cycle Classic, you won the first stage and then carried the yellow jersey through all five stages and took the GC win. Can you tell me about this race?
Yeah, it was the first time the race had moved from further south in the North Island around Wellington area up to Cambridge. And they were pretty familiar roads to me. They were ones that we use for training when we're based in Cambridge for track training camps and stuff. So, I knew it fairly well. And sort of saw a move going early on stage one and attacked from the peloton and rode across to it. And then we ended up staying away and I won the first stage and then sort of used that time to my advantage and had a strong team around me to help defend the jersey right until the last stage.
Later in the year, your son was born. Was it hard for you when traveling to races and having a busy season during this time?
I went. One of my last races before he was born was Qinghai Lake in China, and that was a big stint, and I got back and he was, luckily I was around because he was born a couple of weeks early, and it was, super nice to at least have a good couple of weeks at home with after he was born. And but yeah, going away for the first time was definitely a big challenge. It definitely changed things when you're going away from not one person but two, so that was definitely made life harder and sort of added to the challenge of the season. But I kind of just, in one way, it meant that every time I went away, I wanted to make the most of the opportunity because it would have been nicer to be at home at the time. So at least it made me a bit more hungry when I was racing.
So there was another Track World Cup in Cambridge and then one in Brisbane where you won gold in the Omnium. What did it mean to you to win that Omnium gold again after not managing to win for a while?
Yeah, it was kind of a nice way to reinstate myself in the New Zealand track cycling team after sort of being off and on for a couple of years. I needed a break from things after the disappointment in Rio, and Aqua Blue served the purpose of allowing me to go and focus on just racing on the road there. But then to come back and sort of be at the top of my game and start winning again was sort of, what I probably needed motivation-wise to keep pressing on to the Olympics and sort of know that I still had it, I suppose.
You also took a silver in the Madison with Tom Sexton in Brisbane. Did you and Tom do much riding together before this?
No, it was actually our first, definitely our first race together. We didn't have much time training together at all. And Tom the doofus rode into the back of another team early in the race and crashed. And when he came back out, he actually had grazed his forearm. And he said every single sling we did was painful for him because I sweat quite a lot. And when we do changes, sort of slide wrists before you grab to make sure you connect with the guys you're doing the change. So he said every single change was like agonizing for him with salty sweat being rubbed into a crazy pad on his arm. But I mean, fair play to him. He still got through the whole race and we got beaten by a classy Aussie pairing, but we still raced really well, I thought, and to be on the podium with him was still pretty cool and was valuable points for us going forwards to the World Championships as well.
Obviously, 2020 was a bit different. You joined a new team, Black Spoke Pro Cycling Academy, but you didn't get to do a huge amount of racing with them. At the start of the year, you did the New Zealand Cycle Classic and then the National Champs. But just before lockdown, you managed to do the Track World Champs in Berlin. How did that go?
Yeah, I think all things considered, we were pretty lucky at the end of the day to have that World Championships in Berlin. I think it was one of the last major international competitions before the whole world went to sleep for a year. So that was a cool experience. And we went there with pretty good form and we won silver in the team pursuit. And Campbell and I were also silver in the Madison, and it sort of felt like we had some areas to improve on, and we were hoping to carry that momentum through to the Olympic Games that year. And then, of course, it was delayed, but we were still pretty happy with how things went there.
What was lockdown like for you, and how did you find it?
Definitely a strange experience, as it was for everyone. The biggest challenge was probably just not knowing when the next race would be. So motivation-wise, I definitely struggled a little bit in the first period. But then I sort of just started to think a bit differently about it and how it was an opportunity to try just doing some strength training and stuff that I hadn't really had an opportunity to do before, because there was always another race like in 2 months or a month or a couple of weeks. And you never really have a chance when you do both road and track to focus on a big block, because you always have to have in the back of your mind that there's another race not that far away. But with that restriction gone, it sort of allowed me to do more gym work and more strength endurance stuff on the bike, which I think all in all actually helped develop me a lot as a rider. So it wasn't all bad.
Your first race back from lockdown was the Tour of Southland. You had the leader's jersey throughout all of the stages. How did it feel to be back?
Oh, it was great. It was a race we looked forward to, and although it was a local one, it's a race, as I mentioned, with a lot of prestige in New Zealand, and sort of served as a big motivator to keep training through that second half of lockdown, knowing that there was a race we could do not that far away.
At the end of the year, it was the National Time Trial Champs. It was a close race, but you came away with the win. Tell me about that race and putting on the National Champs jersey.
Yeah, that was cool. It was my first time focusing on doing some time trial training, and to have a good bike from the team, be able to ride the roads the race was going on and training, given it was just down the road from my house, I think really helped. And yeah, it was to win by the closest of margins kind of made it that much more sweet. And yeah, it was pretty cool to be able to wear that national champions jersey at the Corona de Nations later in the year too. That was definitely a highlight of the year for me.
2020 was supposed to be the Olympics year, but due to COVID, they had to move it to 2021, but it was still held in Tokyo. This was your third Olympic Games. How was the atmosphere and Games experience different because of COVID restrictions?
It definitely was very different. Some of that came from the fact that not so much COVID, but just because the velodrome was actually quite far away from the other Games facilities. So we were staying in a satellite village, it was called, which was super nice and sort of made it a bit more relaxed feeling than other Olympic Games, but it didn't have that same vibrant buzz that you often get at an Olympic Games. So I felt a bit sorry for some of the athletes that were there that might have been at their only games to not get to experience, you know, the full mm-hmm. Olympic package, so to speak. But at least it made it easier to focus on doing the task at hand, and it kind of just felt more like a World Championships, because in the village it was just all the familiar faces from other nations that you've seen around velodromes around the world at various competitions. So it was different, but it was still a cool experience.
Now we have to talk about the racing. As a team, New Zealand broke the world record in team pursuit qualifying, but ended up in the bronze final against Australia. In that bronze final, you crashed and you broke your collarbone. Can you tell me about this and how you felt mentally after the race?
Yeah, it was a pretty challenging time. The biggest thing was just feeling like I'd let my teammates down massively. We put our heart and soul into trying to win a gold medal there, and to miss out by 0.09, I think it was, of a second to the Italians in the first round to ride for gold, kind of for me already felt like we'd been defeated. Like I'd won a bronze medal at the Olympics before, and I really wanted to be racing for gold there. So that felt like that was sort of the start of the disappointment. And then, definitely all came crashing down in the bronze ride. It was, just felt like pretty average, to be fair, going there and having done so many team pursuit efforts and training over the years to then, of course, on the one big day that it really matters, you fall off. It wasn't a good feeling. And like I said, it was more just my teammates that I felt bad for. But yeah, luckily they were pretty supportive of the whole situation, and we moved forward, and it served as a big motivator for me to improve on that performance with our team in the Commonwealth Games.
I actually read the Instagram post that you did about that, and it was really sort of sad to read how disappointed you were for your team and your teammates.
Yeah, it was definitely not a nice time of my career, but at least I was able to bounce back and still have those guys around supporting me. Yeah. So it wasn't all bad.
What was your first race back after that, and how did you find it?
First race back was, I can't remember exactly which race it was, but it was one of the road races in Europe with the Black Spoke team. I flew out to Belgium up from Tokyo and had my collarbone plated through a friend of a friend that worked at a hospital in Ged. But me being me, I kind of rushed back into training a bit quick, and I think because of that caused my operation site to get infected from sweat or whatever it might have been. Yeah. And I sort of got racing and got back into it before I realised that it was infected. Ended up needing a second operation to try and remove that infection, which set me back a couple of weeks from racing, but at least still managed to get some road racing done with Black Spoke at the end of that season and salvage something from the year.
2 months after the Olympics was the World Champs. How were you feeling going into this, and what were you hoping for?
It was very much an unknown. It was the first time back on the track since the Olympics, and we didn't have a team pursuit squad there. We just had Corbin and myself that were the two male endurance riders still based in Europe. It was, it was at a time that New Zealand was actually still locked down, so the athletes and everything coming from New Zealand couldn't compete. Mm. Well, just simply couldn't get there because they couldn't get home again. So it was just, Corbin and I didn't really know what to expect, but I definitely wanted to race hard and get some redemption for what had happened at the games. And in the end, I had to settle for second in the Omnium behind Ethan Hayter, who was absolutely flying there. So he deserved that win, but it was still cool to be back racing on the boards again.
At the end of last year, there was a new series, the Track Champions League, that started, a 5-round series, which was a bit different from regular racing. You got 2 silver medals in the elimination, 1 in Lithuania and 1 in London. Did you like this new series?
Yeah, it was a really cool thing to be a part of, to have so many people watching on Eurosport and other platforms around the world. It was definitely very short, sharp racing. The scratch race was a bit too short to suit me, being only 20 laps. You'd sort of get 10 laps through and realise the race was already half gone. It was just over in a blink of an eye. But the eliminations are always good fun to race. And yeah, all in all, I think it's a great event. I hope it continues to get momentum going forward.
We're now in 2022, and in April you raced the Oceania Champs and won 4 titles on the track and the individual time trial on the road. What an amazing start to your year.
Yeah, it was cool to hit the ground running, and the main points there was getting valuable qualifying spots at the World Championships for this year, which was the main reason of going there. It sort of meant that I could focus on the road season with Black Spoke rather than having to chase points at World Cups on the track. So that was the sort of job done early in the year, which was cool to tick that off and showed that, yeah, the training I've been doing over winter had worked.
In Greece, you took your first pro run with your current team, with your teammates also doing well. Was it nice to get a good result with the team?
Yeah, it was awesome. My first time racing in Greece, and to get started by winning the first stage was pretty epic, and had great support in the breakaway from one of my teammates, James Boucher, who rode his guts out to help keep the break at a suitable distance from the peloton, so on the final climb I could launch away from the other guys in the break, and managed to win by over a minute and then hold that margin through the rest of the tour through having a really strong team around me. It was I think a great turning point for us as a team to show that we had the firepower and the strength to fight against the big boys with the likes of Trek Segafredo and Human Powered Health and Kaha Ruel there. And, you know, we were just a small team from New Zealand that managed to beat all those guys. So that was a pretty cool moment for us as a team, I think.
Most recently, you competed in the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. It was your 6th Games. How much does it mean to you to represent New Zealand at so many of these events?
It does make me feel old thinking it's been 6 Games, but I think at least it's kind of been my best one so far. Winning all the events I started bar the time trial was pretty, just an unreal feeling to be fair, and kind of still hasn't really sunk in that it happened. But it was, yeah, as I said earlier, it's always pretty special pulling on the black skin suit and racing for New Zealand, especially when it's with guys and teammates that you really enjoy racing with. So definitely an experience that I really enjoyed.
So as you said, you won all the events that you started apart from the time trial. So you won the team pursuit, the individual pursuit, and the points race as well, and obviously the road race. On the track, your son and your wife were in the velodrome watching. How was it to have them see you win?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, Axel's just turned 3. He was, well, just before his 3rd birthday when we were there, and to be able to have him at an age now where he kind of comprehended what was going on, and being able to put him on the bike and push him around after I won the points race was definitely one of the game's highlights for me. Be able to share that with him, and to have Kirsty there as well was great. And also had mum and dad over from New Zealand as the first time they've kind of travelled properly since COVID lockdown. So it was great to be able to put on that sort of show in front of all of them.
So a few days after the racing at the track, you did the time trial. I came to watch you come away with the 4th. Were you happy with that result?
I mean, at the time it was definitely, it's always like 4th is not a great place to finish. You're sort of close to the podium, but not. But also the time splits with how they worked out, the 3 in front were pretty clearly ahead of me in 4th and all the other guys just behind me. So it was, kind of made it a bit easier to comprehend rather than what can often happen in time trials. If it comes down to a close thing, you're like, oh, if I had just braked a little bit less for that corner, or pedaled a little bit harder on that climb, you start sort of analysing what you could have done differently. But at the end of the day, I was happy with my performance and couldn't have done anything to gain an extra minute on the day with the lead up I had. Coming off the track, I was pretty happy with how I rode. And yeah, I think it was still a performance that I was quite proud of.
You then went on and won the road race as well. How would you sum up your Birmingham 2022 experience and your four gold medals?
The road race was, a big highlight for me. But I think just how we got started with winning the team pursuit as being the major goal and setting the tone of momentum there, I think it was just, to sum it up, it was just super successful and something that I couldn't have dreamed of it going that well. And when it did, it was kind of just quite surreal. And yeah, will definitely be a games that I always treasure.
I have to mention about you riding 23 mil tyres and rim brakes in that race. Loads of people were talking about it. Explain.
Well, our team's been riding rim brakes all year. And I think it's something that's only really caught us out when it's been wet. The race we did on Sunday in France, Le Poly Normande, was the first actual proper wet race I've had this year, and with some technical descents and stuff and everybody else being on disc brakes, it's sort of the first time that I thought, okay, disc brakes would actually be quite nice in this, at this point in time. when the guys in front of you start slowing down and you grab your brakes and nothing happens, it's not exactly a nice feeling. But yeah, the tyres was kind of an accident, to be completely honest. I've been riding 28s most of the year, and then the mechanic, when he asked me what wheels I wanted, I said, oh, just the deep wheels, please. And they showed up with 23 mil time trials tyres on. I was like, oh, well, hopefully the roads aren't too rough. And we had a few of the classic English potholes and stuff to navigate, but I think just riding carefully and kind of to use the tyres to my advantage to save energy throughout the day when I could by, saving some precious watts with less wind resistance on the wheels, I think might have helped, and it didn't seem to slow me down in the sprint, so no complaints there.
To top it all off, you were selected to be the flag bearer for the closing ceremony. How did that make you feel?
I just got a phone call from our chef de mission, which is the team leader of the national team, for the New Zealand, wider New Zealand team, and asked if I wanted to be the flag bearer. I was kind of overwhelmed at the time, didn't even cross my mind that I'd be someone to be considered for that previously. But it was a surreal experience and a huge honour to be able to do that for our team, for our country.
What are your goals for the rest of the year?
Got a couple more road tours coming up, with a couple of one-day races in Belgium, and then tour of Romania and tour of Luxembourg with the Black Spoke Bolton Equities team. So it'd be good to round the season out well with some more results for the team there. And then on the track world champs, where we'll be trying to chase some rainbow bands again.
Am I right in thinking that your team that you're with currently is moving up next year?
Up to Pro Continental.
How will that change for you? Will that mean you get to do a lot more big races in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, we get some bigger race starts, which is the main reason for moving up. And mean we have a bigger roster too, with more riders and a bit more resource behind us too, and disc brakes.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
That's a very good question. And I've lived most of my life going with the flow, so I've got absolutely no idea. But I will have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old child, which is kind of a scary thought.
I didn't realize you were having another child. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Kirsty's pregnant and due in December with our second child.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
What's your favorite race you've ever done?
Tour of Southland.
What's your favorite track event and velodrome?
Favorite track event would be the points race, and favorite velodrome, even though I crashed there, would probably be Tokyo. That was a pretty cool track.
Is there a race that you would really like to do that you haven't done yet?
The token answer is the Tour de France, but I'd also really like to do the Tour of Flanders as well, the Ronde van Vlaanderen.
Who's your favorite current rider?
James Boucher.
Who's your favorite rider of all time?
Probably have to go with Mario Cipollini.
Have you ever met either of them?
I've met James Boucher, but I haven't met Mario Cipollini. Not face to face, anyway.
What's your advice for young riders?
Train hard and don't waste any opportunities that you're given to race. Make sure you make the most of every race day.
You've got 5 minutes before you head down to the start of a race. What's on your playlist to get you motivated?
I like listening to a lot of metal, probably Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Thank you so much for sharing your cycling life story with me, Aaron.
Thank you very much for your time. Been nice talking to you.
Aaron's achieved so much in his career, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with your friends and check out my other episodes. You can find the podcast on social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and the GCN app. You can get in touch and share your thoughts on the podcast by an Apple Podcast review. It's really nice for me to hear what you guys think of my podcast. See you on the bike.